Blog Talk Radio.
And hi, everybody. This is Jane Quasar, and of course, Zareya and Zora are here with you as well. And happy spring. Happy Christmas. Happy Easter. And happy Easter egg hunting for all the little ones. And actually, here in Nevada, it's actually spring. We've got all the trees in bloom now. All the birds are out and chirping like, they're just hopping. There's a rabbit, so we're going to say maybe I better stop before I continue. Anyways, we're so happy that all of you are here. We love each of you dearly. And I think what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to go unmute Zareya so Zareya can say hello to everyone. Thank you all for being here today. Okay. Oops. Hold on a minute. Okay. All right, Zareya. Zareya?
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing today? I hope very well. And, of course, if you don't have your headbands on, you better get them on because you know what my dad's going to be saying. You put your headbands on. So you might want to do that beforehand. Well, you got the chance. It's a new call for today, so go ahead and get your headband. If you have them, go ahead and put them on. If you don't have them, just focus your third eye to be opened, and it will open up without the headbands. But, you know, it's always best to have the headband because it's more of a focal point. So, and those of you that don't have a headband, go ahead and get them. I know they're not all that much, and they're nice, very nice to have as a help tool for ascension. So that's my word for that. A little later on, I'll be reading from two books. I'll be reading from the Call Goes Out to the Cetacean Nation, which is a wonderful message, and I'll be also reading a little bit from the Telos book. So,
excellent.
Well, we shall see you then.
Okay. All right, everyone. Let's go ahead and relax and focus. Sometimes it also helps if you just rub between your eyebrows. That's the third eye area, and just kind of rub it or tap it. And it'll help to just kind of trigger and get it moving. Okay? All right. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put Zareya on mute, or if you will please mute yourself.
I can do that.
You could do that. Yeah. All right. All right. Let's go ahead and get started with a few deep breaths in. Breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth. When you're breathing out, just kind of like just getting rid of that stale air, getting rid of lower density vibrational frequencies. Okay. So breathing beautiful golden white light of healing and of love. All right, here we go. Breathing in through the nose. And hold for a few seconds. And then relax. Let go through the mouth. Breathing in through the nose. Hold. And relax your neck, your head, your arms, your fingers. Breathing in again. Beautiful golden, white, pink light from your crown to your nose, filling your body. All the way down from head to toe. Feeling your body begin to tingle. Breathing in again through the nose. Deep breath in. Hold. And relax. Relax, relax, relax. I hope that some of you, or many of you, are now doing your Wim Hof breathing. that really gets momentum and the air and the oxygen moving into your body. And it just is very, very healing. It's also wonderful to get started doing that before you meditate. Because sometimes for a lot of people, when you meditate, you become, the body becomes very quiet and silent. And so it already have oxygen in all of the cells to feed itself while you're in that very mode of silence and meditation. All right. Here we go with our Saint Germain's invocation meditation. And the intention for today is to continue to release, to let go of all obstacles, all challenges, all difficulties that are present in our surroundings that we take in and it becomes us as well. So separation, letting go of all of that, that coming within for all of the empathics that just kind of feel everything that's going on. Let go now. This is not your stuff. Let it go. All you do is just be able to separate your energy from theirs and send them love. This intention also is one of new beginning, of great prosperity and abundance. And always it starts from what you do for yourself, you know, becoming more healthy, becoming happier. Starts with you in order for you to be able to bring that out to others, to family, to friends, to the world, to the cosmos. Easy intention. As we are full fifth dimensional beings of love and light. And here we go. We are our I Am Presence, Christ Consciousness. We breathe love and light into our heart mind centers. We are great temples of love and of light. And we call forth the power of the great violet flame, thank you, Saint Germain, of forgiveness and love to transmute. Think of all the things right now that you need, that we all want to transmute individually and collectively. All of the causes, the core effects, habits, records, and memories of every thought, of every feeling, word or action we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, that reflects anything associated with things such as poverty consciousness, victimhood, separation, powerlessness. So many feel powerless during these times, low vitality as well. Enormous energies are coming in that are triggering people to bring out what is still left that needs to be released. Triggering the love also that you have for oneself and others. So letting go of low vitality. Lots of people are needing more sleep because of the increased vibrational frequencies that are hitting our world with love. Misuse of power, letting go of power, the need for power. Self-hatred. It's about people wanting to give up, wanting to ascend, not wanting to be here with the COVID. And of course, there are those that are so much in fear, lots of shame, belief in being bad and not good enough. You are, we are good enough in every way. Sometimes even when we feel so challenged, we don't feel like we've got the strength to persist, to persevere, but we do have that. That's what we're made of. Letting go of fear and rage, negative judgment, lots of that happening also, prejudice, and attachment to people and things, and lack and limitation of any kind. Breathe in. So with huge love and forgiveness as our great intention, we blaze this beautiful violet flame and feel that flame coming in from your heart, transmuting, letting go of all the things that have come up that we need to let go of individually and collectively. We're here to not only help ourselves, but to help our world, all of humanity, Kara, Krista. Oh, my gosh. So much to yet to be done on our way to ascension. We blaze that violet flame through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy that has individually our signatures and collectively our signatures in any place and time that reflects anything less than the perfection, than the infinite perfection of who we are as gods and goddesses. We trust our gods and goddesses beings to transmute every speck of our personal and collective beings into the very highest and purest love and light and abundance we are. For we are one. We are one in terms of our connection to Source and to each other. We are all that. We are one. And so we ask our Christ consciousness, our I Am presence, to fill our space always and constantly at every moment, every second of the day, every nanosecond of the day, with the golden white light of sources, infinite sources, Prime Creators, Mother, Father, God, and all of the higher wonderful beings of love and light, that they help to fill our space with pure love and light and great health and abundance for all. And in the name of our God and Goddess selves, we fully accept this as accomplished, and we know it. Breathe in beautiful love and light. The essence of who we are, that is who we are. Pure, higher vibrational frequency. Just frequency. Think frequency. That is who you are. This body has always been just, we don't want to say just, it's been a vessel, it's been a tool. Just like the headbands are tools. You are, we are higher frequencies of energy. That is who we are. Multi-verse, multi-dimensional. And so be it. Be deep breath and relax. Very good, everybody. Thank you. All right, so let's go ahead and bring Zaria through as we begin our show. Here we go. Oh, I've got Zaria's here. Hi, Zaria, you're back. You could unmute. One of these days, one of these years, we'll get it right. You could unmute, Desiree. Well, you're not muted here either. There you are.
So I guess I did have it on. Okay. I'm going to read first from the call goes out to the Cetacean Nation. And here's something for you people. Write this down, people, because the title here. Trees and cetaceans are both stewards of the earth. Write that down. The trees are majestic beings, evolved beyond anything your thoughts can picture. They wait for you to recognize them also as the stewards of the land. As the cetaceans are the stewards of the sea, always giving you the oxygen you need and absorbing the pollutants you create. And what do you do in return for this gift of life? You cut them down. You move them out of your way, and you ignore them. They are yearning to communicate with you, yearning to feel your touch and embrace you in their love and energy. Go to them, talk to them, sit with them as they stand vigilant over your homes and communities as protectors of your very lives. Talk to them and they will answer. They have been waiting eons to have humans reconnect to them again. Our inner earth oceans are sanctuaries to all marine life. The inner oceans contain all of the life that is in the upper oceans and more. Our oceans are teeming with life, and all the marine forms live in harmony with one another. All are on a vegetarian diet and do not hunt others. All live in harmony. All the marine life is very evolved compared to life in the surface oceans. All are used to the peace and safety of our waters, and all are acceptable to us. We all communicate directly to the cetaceans and fish and live cooperatively in the peace with one another. Since we all are on a vegetarian diet, we don't hunt the whales, go fishing, or farm shrimp. Therefore, Mother Nature is free to evolve in our oceans, and our oceans are sanctuaries to all ocean life. We just call to whomever we want to talk to, and they swim to our shores and converse with us. It would seem truly magical to you, but to us it is commonplace. Remember, all of us in the Hollow Earth know we are one. There are numerous underwater caverns where we go scuba diving and explore the intricacies and complexities of life beneath the oceans. But our scuba diving is much different from yours. As you use oxygen tanks, we do not. There are many different kinds of organisms and plants and corals that are hidden in the ocean caverns that are beauteous to see. We love to dive and swim, explore and commune with the nature elementals in the oceans. There are a whole other civilization beneath our seas that we live in peace and cooperative partnership with. How wonderful to exist in a climate of peaceful exchange and that we have forged beneath the earth. Your surface whales and dolphins sometimes swim through the underground tunnels to visit and commune with us. They stay a short while and then return to the surface. They wish they could stay longer, but they know their mission is above ground and hesitantly leave for the great swim upwards. Okay, that's from the call goes out to the Cetacean Nation. And the other part that I'm going to read is from the book of Telos. Now remember, Telos is still subject to the light and darkness of the surface world. In other words, they do have, they have artificial light, which they, on during the daytime, they turn on this artificial sunlight. And when it's time for them to slumber, they turn the artificial sunlight off. We embrace the light as it dawns each day and bless the darkness as it descends on our homes. We bless all of life's activities and we bless the great planet for all its life forms. We are grateful to be part of the grand experiment. We are grateful to be part of Earth's training ground, where we are all being schooled in life's evolutionary process. Someday soon, we anticipate your journeying forth to visit us here in Telos, and we anticipate our emergence onto the surface also. We await this time. We pray for this time when we can be reunited with our brothers and sisters on the surface again. Know that in Telos, we see the light in all of its diversity, and we use the light's energy to travel in our astral bodies. We use light in all its ramifications to create and develop our civilization underground. For although it may appear dark to you, in reality, the underground is lit up quite lit up. Tunnel passages are glow softly with our crystal light technology. When we're underground, we are aware of all that takes place in the universe. We are connected to all star systems in our galaxy via our computer lines, similar to your worldwide web network. We have a worldwide star network that connects all solar systems in our galaxy. We know what star systems all, we know that star systems all our brothers and sisters are located in. We know their current state of evolution by tuning into them on our computers. We know all our past lives through the computers, which register the pertinent information, although through all lifetimes. Our computers are privy to the Akashic records, and they convert them into readable data. Once we merge with you on the surface, with your surface population, we will bring our computer's network system to link up with you, the universe. We all have menial ASCII computers, so there's no difficulty. Then you too can study your past lives and learn and understand reasons so many things seem to happen to you in this lifetime. Knowing the past explains the present and it enlightens the future. Why have our subterranean brothers and sisters abandoned all of us these thousands of years and not come to our aid? I will explain the position we hold here in the subterranean cities. We came here to evolve unencumbered by negativity. We chose to remain silent because we have seen and experienced the bands of marauders from other star systems, and we wish to be isolated from this so that we can evolve more quickly. We chose our present environment for just that reason. We do not want to expose ourselves to the negativity on the surface. Ours was an experiment too, an experiment to see how much and how far we could evolve if we were isolated from war and poverty. Coming to the surface and intermingling with you would defeat our existence underground. We would then bring these negative energies back underground with us and only to infiltrate our subterranean system. Do you now understand this? Even if we did surface and bring you our teachings and technologies before now, it would have been in vain, for your mass consciousness was not ready and would have rejected our teachings and us as being from the devil. Know that we could not come to your aid because we ourselves would have been destroyed, exposing ourselves to the surface population. So therefore, we remained in the subterranean cities, awaiting for the time when the mass consciousness could safely accept our teachings and technologies and us. Now that the light workers have awakened and the general population is becoming more aware and more sensitive to the earth, we can safely bring everything to the surface that we've been guarding for centuries. We've had enough wars and strife, and we needed to just concentrate on our spiritual growth and hold the light securely in place for the planet. We felt this was the best thing we could do. Considering the conditions on the surface, do you understand now the reason for our isolation and silence? We did it for our own protection and for yours. Had we not, our home and teachings and lives might have been destroyed by now if we had ventured forth to help a sleeping humanity. We know the darkness, dark forces have invaded the surface and are carrying out abductions underground. We know all that occurs on and in the planet. But had we exposed ourselves, we would have become victims as well, too. Leaving no one to guard our teachings and technologies or to carry the light. We grasp the seriousness and the depth of your concern regarding this issue, and we wish it could have been otherwise. We wish we could have been on the surface helping you and protecting you. Because of the circumstances, it would have been very unwise to do so. Now that the mass consciousness and energies on the planet are changing, we can very soon come to the surface and merge with the light workers for the final stages leading to ascension. We are here to bring you glad tidings. So the forthcoming waves of ascension that are soon to hit your Earth surface. These waves are being generated from the great force in the universe and the unison with God's divine plan for the Earth. You are all receiving higher levels of energy, and your bodies are adapting to these higher wavelengths of frequency. Soon a great wave of energy will descend on your Earth surface, bringing all life forms into a higher level of consciousness, and that is near at hand. We here in Telos patiently await this time of increased energy, for it is the elevated consciousness on your part that will allow us to surface. There is a divine timing involved here, a divine time frame, so to speak, that will allow us to emerge from our protection under the Earth's surface. But for now, we have been divinely protected in our homes beneath the Earth's crust. We await the directive from the galactic command that will put our plan on full emergence into effect. This way, we will be fully protected when we do surface and contact you above ground in our physical third-dimensional forms, or fifth-dimensional forms, depending on the dimensional status of the Earth at that time. So, that's the message from Telos. And another added part of that is that they love you very much, and they are very concerned about what's going on the surface, and that's about to come to fruition.
Very nice, very good, Saraya. You know, I have to tell everyone. You know, I've lived with Saraya and Zora now for a few years, and definitely they are not coming. They are not from here. I recall, Zaraya rather kind of is quiet because he finds it to be very normal that every time we're out and about sometimes, he can hear the trees talk to her, and as well as, you know, birds and things like that. Jeray, tell people how it is that you are able to hear. Actually, what do you hear? Are you hearing whispers, or you actually hear them talk to you? Let's talk a little bit about the bird. Let's talk about the trees.
Well, the trees are, they're sentient beings.
Right.
Just like you are.
No. Yeah,
I mean,
how
they
do you
communicate.
Hear that?
They communicate with one another through their root system, and our feet are our root system. Your feet are your root system as well. So when you walk on the earth, you are in direct communication with the root system of the trees. So in reality, you're actually in constant communication with them, but you are so blinded by your so-called higher education and disbeliefs and things of that nature to not be able to hear them. And,
okay, so what do you hear? Yeah, so what do you hear? Do you hear them talking all the time to you when you go outside the house?
Yeah, I do.
I hear
them greeting me by name, and they greet me by my real name, Jeraya. And of course, I when I pick up on them, I can tune into their wavelength, and I can communicate with them as well. So
telepathically.
I am not fully telepathic due to the separation between me and my sister when we were on the service, when we were together. And once she went back home, of course, that gap became even greater. So I'm less able to telepathically communicate with her. But, however, I can still, on the surface, in direct connection with trees, I can communicate with them. And likewise,
easily,
they can communicate with me. The same with animals. I mean, I've had animals come right up to me. And I've been able to eat, actually feed them out of my hands, sporadically, not all the time. But
mm-hmm.
I have had them, approach me and
mm-hmm.
And take sustenance from me, especially
mm-hmm.
when we're around Mount Shasta and stuff. But
mm-hmm.
and it's a wonderful feeling to be that connected with nature. And all of you have the same. You have the same, what you call invitation, if you will, the same invitation to do exactly the same thing. All you have to do is tune in to nature. You can do that by walking out in nature, because as your feet touch the ground, you are in immediate connection with the trees that you walk through, the forests, and you'll feel the calmness and the peacefulness of the forest. On the surface, you're always mindful of what you've been taught about the forest and how they can have, dangers in the forest, such as bears and things of that nature. But if you're not thinking about that, and you concentrate more on the vegetation, like the trees and things of that nature, you'll find that you will begin to hear the communications between you and them. But you have to open yourself up to it. You have to black out. If you have cell phones with you, turn them off. If you have a transistor radio, turn it off. You don't want any distraction when you're out in Mother Nature, period. So as you're walking through the forest, periodically stop and listen. And eventually, if you're open to it, they will be open to you, and you will begin to hear them talk. And it's a wondrous thing for them when that happens, because it kind of catches your attention. You go, what? Well, who said that? Or what did you say? And gradually you will begin to pick up the telepathic messages that are coming to you constantly from nature. And you will have a brand new highway of communications once you do that.
Well, what?
It's really best to communicate telepathically once you know how to do it. And a lot of people have asked me, how do you become telepathic? You have to train yourself to do it. And you have to have the patience of Job to accomplish it. You just have to put away all your distractions. Whenever you go out in Mother Nature, don't take anything with you that's going to distract you from hearing the voices of nature. And that's about the simplest way I can put that. What do they say to me?
Thank you.
They say they said, you're going to be experiencing a new change in nature. And what they mean by that is more and more communication between humans and nature is going to become commonplace. And the closer you come to ascension, the more susceptible you will be to receive their messages telepathically.
Very nice.
The more you raise your consciousness, the more your inbred telepathic ability will begin to surface. But there again, do not take any distractions with you when you go into the forest. You're going there for one purpose, and that's to communicate with the trees or communicate with the animals. You're not there to listen to rock and roll. You're not there to listen to people calling you on the phone, breaking the silence of the forest. You're not there for that. When you go into the forest, you're there for one sole purpose, and that's to make communication and contact with your brothers and sisters of the forest.
Beautiful. Thank you, Zaria. Okay. We have our special guests are going to be arriving on this blog talk show probably in about 20 minutes. So perhaps
yep.
maybe, well, I think one of the things that I would like to be able to do is I'd like to kind of give people a little bit of an update. And I know that Zaria will pipe in as well in regards to updates in regards to RV. So you know that I'm already in contact with Shelton. We are also in contact with two or three other contacts regarding what is happening with our RV. I know a lot of you are expectant and are anxious to get this going. So the latest update right now,
Can I go ahead?
Okay.
Go ahead.
No. So
go ahead.
I'll go ahead. I could do this, Zaria.
I know you can do that.
I get that information directly from the horse's mouth.
Okay, go for it.
All right, I'll shut up now. I appreciate that. Okay, thank you. All right. So all sources are saying time, okay, that if we have a green light. Everything has been going forward. We also know that Iraq has finally got their rates out. And presently, what we're waiting for is actually another stepping stone towards getting the RV moving. And that is tomorrow's event of St. Germain's Trust being announced. So what does that mean, right? We've always talked about, there's the Rodriguez Trust, then there's St. Germain's Trust that's filled with trillions and hundreds of dollars that are out there for the world. So what's key in all of this is that our source, and you know who that is, he's already said that tomorrow, let's see what happens tomorrow as far as this being announced, and that we will probably be going in next week. Now, that's what he's saying now. And from everything else, all of the deep states, they're all out of the way. There won't be any more interruptions coming from them. And we'll talk. I'll have Zora talk a little bit about Trump and the military and what they're up to as far as helping to really push this forward. We know that Iraq and China have been also in discussion about how to be able to assist them and how they can assist each other and the world through this process. So everybody's working together to bring this about, world peace, world prosperity, etc. So with Saint Germain's looking at, this is what we hear now from this, actually, well, don't want to name names, so, but I just want to say that the Saint Germain's Trust has a ton of zeros after, well, let's just say it has at least 100 zeros involved. So what is 100 zeros to you? We know what millions are. We know what billions are. We know what trillions are. 100 zeros means what? You can't even conceive what 100 zeros is. And that is because this trust, enormous trust, is all about debt forgiveness. It's about filling the world with prosperity. Okay, that's besides the RVGCR. So is there am I done?
I don't know. Are you?
All right.
I was just
going to
say one thing.
I know that you're you just got to say a few words, but go ahead. All yours.
Okay. The Saint Germain Trust is basically the number 9 with 100 zeros past it.
To be more
figure that
precise.
One out. Wrap your head around that.
So anyway, even if you say 100 zeros, what is 100 zeros, right? So if you want to put a 9 in front of and then say 900 zeros, I mean, what does that mean? I thought 100 zeros is more than enough, but okay, go ahead. So Zoraya says 9, but now we're going to go ahead and ask Zora to come in and see what your dad has to say regarding the Saint Germain's Trust and all the other things having to do with the RV. So if you will, Zoraya. I know that Zora will be here any second now. And Zoraya, did you put yourself on mute?
Yeah. I did.
Okay, I think we're ready for your father.
I'm back. I know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Thank you so much. Okay, this is just a quick switch. Not quick for us, but quick for Zoraya and Zora. Switching essences. So it's not switching bodies. It's just switching the souls, the spirits of one another. Can you do that? Can I do that? No, we can't. Not yet. Soon. up. All right. Hey,
indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, understand what you have. What my beloved child had said. It is the 9 and 100 zeros plus and all that. Anyway. It is more money than you could ever possibly imagine within your brain. Of course, that was set up by Saint Germain. And there are two times in which what you call the Saint Germain Trust can be distributed. One is on Christmas time, and also the time approaching very rapidly, known as the Easter, as you term it. So And that, I believe that is what is termed on the morrow. And in some places it's already in process because it is already Easter in their part of the world. So it's already coming forth. And it will be in full swing as of tomorrow, your time. So look for it. Look for the for an announcement of it. It may not be, may not appear in what you term as national media, as it is hoped it would be, but it will be in the behind the scenes, so to speak, in operation. So, what does that mean for you? That means that your many of you that have what you call bank accounts and things of that nature, your bank accounts will begin to reflect an increase in your current financial levels, things of that nature. So look for it, and be grateful when it happens. The purpose of the Saint Germain Trust and the other trusts out there is to bring an end to poverty. And, of course, that is also the purpose of the RV as well. So are you blessing, as it is so termed? You want to do your utmost to bring an end to all poverty on the entire planet. Because when people are not worried about where their next meal is coming from, they have more of a tendency to listen to what is going on. And that is the purpose of the Saint Germain Trust. That is the purpose of the other trusts out there, and also for the RV, as you term it, the slang term for the global currency reset. So your blessing is in hand. Now, do not do anything to what you call delay it or to hinder it. Always think positively that you have received it already. Past tense. And that is the way it should be. And that's the way it will be. Your blessing is at hand, as it is so reckoned in the timing on your surface world. So be ready for it. If you haven't done what is your due diligence as to, get your teams together, your financial team, your advisory teams, I suggest you do it as soon as possible. And that is all that needs to be said on that. Also, I will say on the realm of religion, if you will. This is not the day of the resurrection of Christ. That came in a later, at a different time in existence. And I will not go into that because that is way too controversial to impart upon you. So I will leave it at that. But I will tell you, but Easter is the times that your nation or your world has set aside for that celebration, Easter, the day of resurrection of the Christ.
Yeah, two things. We just kind of moved from the blessings and then we started talking about Easter. I would just like to backtrack a little bit when we're talking about the RV as well as the Saint Germain's Trust. If the Saint Germain's Trust already has 900 zeros, what is the need for the RV then?
Why not?
I mean, I think that that's a kind of a legitimate question, Zora. What for? What
it
do
is
need
a legitimate question, but I understand the RV was put into place to also bring forth a blessing. And that blessing, it has not changed. Why would I, we would have your St. Germain Trust also is a blessing. So can you not have more multiple blessings?
We're not. Oh, please, bring it on. Everybody say, no, we'll take it, we'll take it. But, okay, so as far as, and I know you said that it is at hand. You said that last week as well. So, I mean, people have said that also. A lot of the intel information that we have been having, especially over the past few weeks, has been very, very positive. Things still needed, there are lots of facets still that was in play. You know, well, this had to get done, the elders had to do this, and then the UST, the IMF, the DOD, and then Trump, and then all of this, and then Biden, and then COVID. We had so many other things that were still playing out to make sure that we are now at that moment where everything is in perfect order for this to happen. I guess that's my final question, Zora, is are we completely finished with the cabal interference? Are we completely finished with anything going on in the Middle East? Is that all, is this now completely ready? All green lights all over the place, I guess is our question for you.
I would say, according to what you call sources, divine plan, all is in readiness, all is ready to break, to come forth, and that is as it stands.
Well,
so all is ready, and your avenues of interference have been removed. Were put in areas where they can do no harm. And I suppose that would answer your question.
all the green lights. Okay.
Yes.
So that actually, so the last stepping stone is the St. Germain's Trust, right?
Of course.
For tomorrow. And nothing can hinder the St. Germain's Trust to come out for sure.
Of course not.
Okay.
Try
right.
as they may, they have never been able to accomplish that feat.
Okay.
At times when it has been meant to come forth, a portion of it came
right.
forth at the Christmas time. Some came forth, and as they will also have some come forth tomorrow.
Some or
and,
all.
Well, it is not my place to say all. I would just say it is being portioned out as according to Saint Germain.
Okay. Well, it has to be portioned out because how it moves in this 3D system, it has to be quite gradual. Okay.
Otherwise,
right.
it would put people into shock.
Right, right. And so the same thing with the RV. The RV's no more holdups. Is that absolutely correct from what source is saying?
That's what we're hearing, yes.
Okay. All right. So now let's talk a little bit, if you will, regarding the Biden and the COVID and where he is, and Trump in the military. If you could cover that piece of news, please.
Well, Trump and the military are still working in unison to work out with all the security issues, the things of that nature, for this to come forth. And they are what you call advancing quite rapidly to put security into place as to the protective part of it, for all peoples. And that, of course, that is coming forth. And so many what you call false flags have been averted and have been or stopped, brought to a halt. So a deep state is, in a sense, they've had their wings clipped so they cannot soar. So in a sense, that is the best way to put that. But understand that the Biden government and the Trump government are two complete different entities. The Biden, being has not been able to what you call step into full possession of the Capitol. He has still been kept out from that. So it's evident that he is not what you call a true president, elected president, and will never be a full elected president because it just did not work out that way. He was never meant to be in office, but that is the game they are playing now. So we will watch and we will observe, and we will also know what is to happen in future coming times. And he is fast approaching his what you call his incarceration. So he is following a plan as well, and that plan, of course, is contrary to Trump's and the military. He does not have the support of the military at all, not in any shape or form. All of his aides, all of his what you call his supportive military teams, don't even have what you call insignias on their uniforms. So what does that tell you? They are not a true what you call military force. So it's more of a private force. And so it is what it is. And it is the game that is being played, perpetrated upon the citizens. And soon the citizens will take note of that, and they will know that he does not is not in a place of authority. And and shall never be in a place of authority.
Okay. You know, one of the key things that has been happening in the United States, at least, and in other countries also, is that some of the states, as well as some of the countries already, have basically removed all of the masks.
Of course. It is only the only certain states of America. And, and of course, the ones I will mention are the ones that are termed as the blue states, or the Democratic states, are the ones that are holding fast to their mandate, and they will continue to do that until they are told otherwise. And that will be fast approaching as well.
Yeah, that won't happen though until Trump gets back in. Correct.
Well, you can pretty much come to that conclusion, because understand, those are what you call Democratic-controlled states. And while they are still controlled by Democrats, they are going to hold fast to that mandate that has been given them. The other states who have what you call Republican, what you call governors, have lessened the restrictions, or have removed them entirely. And the blue states are going to have to follow suit or be left out. So even now, one state is what you call wanting to secede from the union again. And that is in one state of Texas. So, you know,
okay.
There are many that do not agree with the you know, with what is going on. And they want to remove themselves from the equation, if you will. And and there will be other states that will even be following suit, and the same as Texas. I believe Alaska is considering it as well.
Okay. All right, Sora, if you will, our guests are ready, so I'm going to go ahead at this time to break our conversation, and we would like to continue talking with you. Yes, and I'll go ahead and bring our two guests in so we can get... all right, thank you so much. All right, everybody, I'm going to go ahead and bring in Mark and Michael, and they're going to be talking to us a little bit about that the DAISY opportunity. Some of you know about this. Some of you have participated, and lots of people would like to have a little bit of an update. So that's why we have them here with us today. And I'm going to go ahead and bring both of them in. So hang in there for a minute. Okay, first one, of course, is Michael. Let's go ahead and bring Michael in. And, you know, we try to fit everybody in as we move through our evolution as far as good things to help people move forward. Okay, so here we go. So first one is going to be Michael, and then I'll go ahead and bring Mark after that.
Hello.
Well, welcome, Michael. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic.
Yeah, can you hold on 1 second? Let me go ahead and bring Mark
sure.
in also, okay?
Sure.
Hang in. All right, thank you. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Michael. All right, so let's go ahead and get Mark in here. And we're going to have a fun show now. And here we go. Let's go get Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Jane. I'm here.
Yes, you're here, and welcome to our Blog Talk show. I have Michael already here, and so the two of you are here. So if I can, Mark, let me just introduce you, and then go ahead and introduce Michael, and then you've got the floor together, okay? So
you got it.
Okay. Everyone, welcome to Mark and Michael, a wonderful duo in regards to this wonderful opportunity called DAISY for everyone to participate in if you desire. But a little bit about Mark. Mark has been on our show several times, many times I would probably say. He's one of our great leaders spiritually and also in the area, especially in the MLM business. He's been working in that, has been an expert. He's been at the very top of ladders all over with lots of different products. He's brought products as well to our awareness. And now he's also taken another road in terms of DAISY and working closely with Michael in the Forex world. So, Mark, thank you so much for being here. We love you as our brother, our spiritual brother. And so go ahead and say hi.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you perfectly, yes.
Great. So I'm thrilled to be on again. I've been meditating for over 40 years and been on my spiritual path and just developed a beautiful relationship with Jane and Zareya. And Michael, who I'll introduce in a second, he became like a brother as well. So, you know, you attract the right kind of people in your life when you're working on a high vibrational frequency of love. We all know that. And this opportunity is just absolutely amazing. Michael and I were together in another program about 6 months ago. Destiny brought us together. We built an incredible friendship, and we were taking it all over the world in a very short period of time. But the company shut down, so it was beyond our control. And Michael had some connections with this other company, DAISY. and it was like unbelievable. It's like a small door dimension, let's say, closed in a much bigger dimension, opened up, like beyond words of what's happening here. And Michael, everything Michael promises is it's 1,000 times bigger than he even promised, because he's so humble and modest. He doesn't blow things out of perspective. And he's a day trader. He's one of the smartest guys I know. He's just absolutely brilliant. And he is going to – I'm going to turn it over to him because he knows the details a lot better than me. But I'm holding the space and love everybody. And Michael, my brother from another mother, take it away, Michael.
All right, all right. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Loud and clear.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much again, Jane, Azora, Mark. It's just a pleasure. I have to give it back to Mark. I mean, he's so fantastic. I mean, been in this for 40 years, so I want to give it back to him and everybody that's making this possible, because this is such a major opportunity that we have in front of us, and it's something that, you know, many months and months ago I looked at it and said, man, as soon as this hits, it's going to shatter every single record that any company, any group, any organization has ever had. So now we're at a spot that we can actually truly say this. Daisy has grown to over $100 million already in contributions. Already. We have shattered every record. Our goal in the next 120 days will be hitting $1 billion. There's taken companies 6-7 years to be able to do that, to even be able to hit that mark. And we're talking about doing that in the next 3 months. Absolutely crazy. I'm letting you know right now, is it going to be done? Most definitely, because all the other records have been broken. And their systems right now, it's working so smooth that people coming in, it's just going to be so nice. And the transition from each phase that we're going to be having is going to be a smooth sailing as well. So I just want to go over some very important bullet points, I would say, just to kind of keep this real tight and make sure that people understand how big of a situation this really is. If you talk about Amazon, if you thought about Microsoft, if you thought about Bitcoin, I mean, everybody's talking about that now, but it started back in 2009, 2010. We're in a situation right now that's going to 10 times all of that, and the numbers are already proven. This is not something that we're saying that we think it's going to be that way. It's already happened now, so it's past tense. So why is this such an important moment in history? Well, one, due to COVID right here in America, and I know there's people from all over the world on this call, so I'm not isolating you. I'm not saying that you can't be a part of this. You definitely can. But right now where I'm at, 7.7 million people have lost their jobs just to COVID. Just to COVID. 10 million are unemployed. That means 70% of the people right now that are unemployed is all due to COVID, what we're going through. You know, people in U.S., they still haven't even received their stimulus check. That's how bad it is. So people are really in high need to be able to find something extremely powerful that can change their lives and put them in a much better place, especially with energy. I mean, you're talking about something that could just change a family's history. And one of the things that I'm excited about is that they're going into the market that I've been doing for 20 years. You know, I've been in the Forex market for 20-some years now. I have mastered how to do Forex, cryptocurrency, commodities, you know, because the way I'm trained, you can pretty much trade whatever it is. And the reason why I chose that was really for my family. I had gone through problems just like everybody else, and I was looking for something that was pandemic-proof. I was looking for something that's recession-proof. I was looking for something election-proof, economy-proof, all of that. I was looking for that. And this Forex is a $7 trillion a day. So if you can get a hold of that, that's huge. But one of the problems that I was seeing being a teacher in the space is that some people just didn't have the time, they didn't have the desire, or maybe even the patience to really be able to master this craft, because this craft takes normally 3 to 5 years to really get your firm grip on it. And so many people want to do it, but they just can't. So now we're in a situation with Daisy where that you can actually be able to experience similar results that I get. And let's talk about some of that. So let's just say if you're a person, you're like, Michael, I don't want to do any selling. That's fine. If you're a person saying, hey, Michael, I don't want to do recruiting or refer people, that's okay too. You know, I'm looking for someone where I don't have to deal with monthly fees or annual fees or anything like that. We have that as well. No personal info. Low risk, high reward. And this is the thing that's really big. Your earnings and your returns go from anywhere from 200% to 1,500% a year. This is huge because we're talking about right now where you're compounding your money, right? So my investment into Daisy, the $100,000 investment, in a year's time, it's going to be $1.5 million potentially that you'll be able to make. Now, do you need to put in $100,000 like I did? No. That was just something that I was able to do, but you could do $100. And just think about your $100 being able to turn to $1,500 in a year's time. Would that be good? And that's why compounding in the Forex market is such a big opportunity, because some people would look at those numbers and be like, it's fraud. There's no way that can be happening. But if you look at the Forex market and who the key players are, you're going to start recognizing their banks, their big hedge funds, they're huge people, and they experience these type of returns easily. So we just have to open our minds. We got to be able to open our minds to see what we've been missing. And this is something that's so powerful that we have at our fingertips that it's just amazing. So what I'm wanting really to do on this call, I mean, I know on past calls we talked about contact. Well, because of the time is of the essence, and people are wanting to get in this quick because we have massive spillover. And what that really just means is that there's going to be multiple people coming in, and you get the benefit from it. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail with that because we already have the videos and the different things that you need to really get a firm grip of what that is all about. But just know, how great is it that you get to experience creating income off of everyone's efforts, everyone's efforts. Now, I'm talking a lot about money right now, but I don't want you to feel that this is what this is all about. This is about helping people. You know, this is about making sure that the people that are out there are able to be helped in a very, very high way. And this is why we created something where everyone helps each other to be able to grow. And so I'm going to give you the contact number that you need to have, and I talked to Mark about this. I want everybody to really give me a direct call on this particular situation, because I'm going to be providing you the basically USDT is a currency that is being used for Daisy. So as you come in, you may say, well, how do I get the USDT? That's why I'm funneling everyone to me this time, because I'm going to need to be able to get that USD back to you so that you can get started, so that you can make the 200 to 1,500% on your funds. So this could be done with a credit card. This could be done with, if you know about Cash App, or it could be done with Zelle. It's in the multiple ways that we're doing it right now so that people can be able to benefit. And let me tell you something. It can be anything from $100 to over $102,000. So what I like about this is that you get in where you fit in. There's no stress here. It's just making sure that you are in a situation that you can benefit from this opportunity. We have people right now that are coming in hundreds of millions of dollars. There's a person that's coming in at $1 billion. Now, does that affect you? Most definitely, it does affect you, because everything that's being brought in through the Daisy platform is to assist all of us. So this is something that I'm excited about, because so many people ask me, well, Michael, why are you doing this? You're good. You're a master trader. You've been doing it for 20 years. You have everything you need. Well, that's great. But it's nothing worse to have what you need and you're looking back at other people and they're suffering when you know that you have a true answer for them, a true answer, something that any and everybody can do and be able to afford to do it. And that's what we're excited about. Daisy is the key to being able to do that, and it will help you open up to other projects you may have, because I'm doing this because I have also benevolent projects in mind, huge ones to help people. So if you're on this call, even if you have millions of dollars, you can now position yourself where you can extend what you have and be able to help so many people out there. I know on this call there's so many things Zora, gives out, Jane gives out, to really help people. And this is one of those situations that this is what we're here for. We're here to extend that help to everyone. We know what's going on. We know how crazy things are getting in certain areas. But what we are saying is there is a solution. It's open now. We've broken all the records. People are going to hear about us, but why not you first? Why not you go ahead and get the opportunity so that you can go ahead and be a participant? So that contact information for today, I want you to actually put in this. Let's see. I'm just going to have you put in what's a good word for today, because it's got to be different. It's got to be easy.
Prosperity. How about prosperity?
Too long. We gotta have something. You know, just put in free. That's all we're going to have because I want something very short. This F-R-E-E. So I want you to text this F-R-E-E, free. And I want you this time to make sure you put your name because sometimes people are texting free. And I forgot on the last call to make sure. Put your name up there. Put F-R-E-E. And the number that you're going to text it to is 954-30-3077. Again, 954-330-3077. And that's going to be what you need to get back to us. Text us that. And that's going to allow me to be able to work with you directly so that I can go ahead and make sure that you're able to get in the system as quick as possible. Because every day that goes by, positioning is important. And you're going to be part of the founders. You're going to be part of the beginning of DAISY. And that's something that we're going to talk about. I talked about with that with Mark the other day. We're going to be talking about this one day on the beach saying, remember the beginning of DAISY? And we're just going to be so excited because of how many people we've helped be able to realize their goals or whatever they're trying to accomplish and whatever they're trying to have for their families and for the world. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say. If there's any questions or anything like that, Jane, that you want to talk to me about, I'm definitely here to answer any of that for you.
Okay. Thank you for that so much. Michael, that was fabulous. It's wonderful to hear the update as far as how things are going so well with DAISY now, finally, after the launch. You're doing super job, you and Mark. We love you, and we thank you for it. I do have a question. Some of the things that we are feeling, just generally speaking regarding economies, that there is a tendency that we're thinking that there's going to be a huge crash coming. And then even with the thing about Bitcoin and China and Wuhan, that Bitcoin is going to drop like crazy. So how does that impact what's happening here with the Forex? And your
it doesn't.
In particular.
Yeah, it doesn't actually impact us at all. As I said before, there's three things that doesn't impact our market. One is the recession, pandemics, or election, or anything like that. Now, why is that the case? One, when the market goes up, we get paid. When the market goes down, we get paid. No matter what the market does, we get paid. The only time we don't get paid is when the market goes sideways. And it never stays that way. It's always. So if you're saying like right now, oh, my goodness, Bitcoin's going to go down. Well, great. Why that's great is because we're going to be able to ride that all the way down. And guess what? It always corrects itself. Okay. I don't care what happens. All currency corrects itself. And it's always going to have a up and a down, a up and a down, a sideways. So it does not affect us at all. And I want to stress that for everybody on this call, because if you're in my world, there's a celebration for whatever the market does. It will not affect us. It doesn't affect us. And if something happens with Forex, the whole world is in trouble. It's not just about us anymore. It's not about Forex because everything rises and falls on currency. And currency, no matter what it turns into, it's got to be something that's going to exchange and it's going to be something that we're always going to have a piece of in some form. So we're truly excited that we do not have to worry about that as well.
I was just wondering also, can I just bring in a couple of people that might have a question or two for you?
Most definitely. I'm always open for that.
Okay, good. Oh, okay, great. All right, so if anyone out there has a question for Michael, I want you to go ahead and light up, press 1 so that I can see who you are, and then I'll bring you in to ask your question of Michael. So otherwise... Okay, let me see. Now let's see. I think this is, let's see. Okay, now just hang in there, everybody. All right, so let's go ahead and get started with this person, and this is 780 ending in 2255. All right, here we go. 2255, you're on the air with Mark. I mean, I'm sorry, with Michael. Hello? 2255.
Hi, Michael.
Yes.
Got it.
Hey, yeah. How you doing?
Brenda. Well, thanks. How are you? My question is this. When did you put your $100,000 in, and what's the value today?
Yeah, so my $100,000 came in on our launch. So that was literally, I would say, maybe 4 to 5 days ago. And, you know, income claim-wise, I'm going to kind of stay away from that. I will talk about a little bit percentages, but I've already made close to 20 to 30% right now, just in those days. So basically, I'm in a good spot to be able to make 100% this month, just to put it that way.
Nice. Okay, Brenda. Thank you. All right. Good question. Thank you. All right. Next person is 813 ending in 4220. 4220.
Hello, everybody. This is Mel, and I'm kind of a go-to person with Michael and Mark and love them dearly. I just wanted to share, come on and share how much I'm so excited about Daisy. And to let everybody know that's on the call, if you've already joined Daisy, it's so important to log into your back office in Daisy and make sure that Daisy knows you're still there. Because, you know, if you can upgrade, that's awesome. If you can't upgrade, but just to let them know that you are still there. And, you know, this is the, in fact, the most important part of Daisy is to know, let them know that you're active, and know that it's working. And people are coming in. Anybody that's been sitting on the fence in the past, it's time to get started. So we love you all. And if anyone would like to reach out to me and contact me, my phone number.
Hey, Mel, on this one, no numbers, just my number direct on this one. I need people to flow directly to me. And if you have any questions like that, I'm going to refer it back to Mel. I need everybody to make sure that they're contacting me directly so that you're able to get your currency and be able to get started right away. I don't want like it to be outside of that just for this particular call as we get forward, because I just need to make sure everybody's being funneled a certain way so they can get started right away. So just direct your calls to me this time, just to make sure that we are getting you right in and I can actually get you funded and get you started immediately. So I just wanted to make sure we put that out there again.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mel, I've got you on mute already. Our next caller is 347 ending in 0563. 0563, you are on the air.
It's okay. Hello? Markle's fine.
I know. That's what I say. Okay. Hello, 0563.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
You have a question?
I was listening for a short period of time. I didn't really get to hear what y'all was saying, what Kyle was saying about.
Is this about?
Hello?
Is this about Daisy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's going to be a recording. So I'm sure it's going to be a recording that you'll be able to listen to again, just to kind of, you know, make it where we don't have to go through it all again. I wouldn't want to bore everybody with that, but I'm sure that you're going to have a recording that you'll be able to listen to this
absolutely.
Over and over again if you need to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. Okay.
Yeah, you
know,
like many reasons.
You know what? I'm going to put you back on mute. We will discuss this further. And then just one more question, everybody. So I think the one that I need to open up is, hold on a second, 843 ending in 8176. Do you have a question for Michael? Hello?
Yes, Michael. This is Henry in North Carolina.
Hey, Henry. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. I read an article here the other day on in Wuhan, the Bitcoin server could possibly go down, and I was wondering what my, you know, kind of effect that might have on our, you know, our investment in this current.
So again, it doesn't affect us because we trade currencies. Nothing that happens with Bitcoin is going to hurt us. You got to remember, anything that goes up or down and when you start thinking about the Forex market, it's not going to affect us because no matter what happens, there's over 4,000 to 5,000, I got to look at it again, different currencies that are out there. we're not subject to one currency. I know Bitcoin is like the big boy in town, but it's not the only boy in town. Like right now, we're using USDT and TRX. So there's always going to be different currencies that we're able to use, even if it goes away completely. And there's always going to be other currencies, like, for instance, SPX. You know, we're going to be going to the 4X market currency. They said next year, but it's probably going to be this year. So we always are going to have different currencies that artificial intelligent robot can trade. Currency will always be there. There are always going to be some type of currency because everything's ran off of currency. As long as currency is there, we're going to be able to benefit from it. It doesn't matter what it is at that point. So I'm just letting you know, we are not affected by election. We're not affected by recession. And we're definitely not affected by pandemic. I have actually made more money during these times than any other time in history of me trading up to this point. It's never been bigger than this. So I'm just making sure you're aware because a lot of people, you know, when you invest personally, people are investing and they only make money when it goes up. As a trader, correct. And what we're doing, we make money if the market goes up. If the market goes down, we still make money. So it doesn't affect us at all.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for your question. And one last question that I have for you. You know, when we're talking about the Forex, who owns Forex?
Good question. The great thing about that is Forex is controlled by all markets of currency. All markets of currency. So that means all markets of governmental currency, commodities, you know, every single currency that you can think of that moves between people, it's on the Forex market, all metals, all everything. So there's no control really there. That's what makes this so incredible because there is no control. The control is everyone. Any currency that's out there. Is there. So, for instance, it used to just be fiat. It used to be just where people had currencies with different countries because people would go to a country and they would need to exchange money in that country or they couldn't really pay for anything there. They wouldn't allow it. It's like, oh, you got U.S. You can't use U.S. here. You got to use yen because you're in Japan now. So that's the reason for Forex. It's always been trade and we're making the difference between the two prices. So right now, if U.S. is higher than yen, USD, then when I go in Japan, I'm going to have more money to use. Vice versa. If Japan is more than US and I come there, I'm going to have less money to spend because yen is more. So it's always going to be a difference and between the markets due to whatever is going on that day, whether it's a war, whether it's this, whether it's that, the economy's up or down. There's always going to be a price difference, and that's where we're making our money is between the difference of those prices. And that's why we're always going to be here. There's never going to be a time we're not here due to that reason.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. All right, Michael. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time. We really appreciate all that input, all that information. Sounds like it's super, super exciting. And everyone, you already know, it's to get a hold of Michael, all you have to do is text him free, capital F, capital R, capital E, capital E, free, your name, and you call Michael directly at 954-303-0077. Sounds like a piece of cake. Thank you so much for your hard work, Michael. You and Marissa, you guys are great. Mark as well. All of you. Mel, you're fabulous. We thank you for kind of really being there to help hold the fort and helping Zareya get through this and all the other people as well. Thank you both so much as well. So, everyone, let's go ahead and do it. Let's help the world. Let's help ourselves. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Mel.
All right. Thank you so much as well.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye. All right. That was excellent. All right. Okay. So with that being said, I think I'll go ahead and bring Zora back. Zora? Hello?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so what do you think about this, the Daisy and what is happening right now in this world, in the Forex world? What do you think about it?
It is a wondrous tool to help you along your ascension path.
and it would be advisable for you to participate in it. Remember, I advised you before to become involved with the Zimbabwe and the other global currencies.
Oh, yes,
and again, I am also imploring you to get involved with the DAISY project as well, because it will be very profitable for you to do so. And it will bring money, much needed funds, into your households, which I know many of you are hurting now. And many of you have lost your businesses. Many of you have lost your jobs due to this ridiculousness of this scandemic. And, of course, I learned that word, that scandemic word, because it's exactly what it is. The governments are scamming you. So, in essence, that's what is transpiring with the with the COVID situation.
Okay. Well, how long do you think, whether it's the RV or whether it's this DAISY, how long do you think we're going to be on this track still about trying to get money when everything gets completely flushed anyways? How long do you think we'll be on DAISY? How long do you think we'll have to need money after everything with St. Germain's Trust, whatever trust prosperity programs that are out there? How long do you think we'll be on this treadmill? I'm sorry, I didn't mean treadmill. On this train before ascension. I see at the end of the road is ascension. It's all about the mentors coming. So how long before, okay, so we get all the money that we need, we still got this going, how much longer before we get off this train and we're already in the ascension period and disclosure and all of that, we won't have to worry about money anymore? How long do you foresee that to be?
Well, to put it, it would be very difficult for me to do what is termed as to put a timeline on it. So I will say this. When it comes to the point where you are learning what is called the barter and trade system fully, that's when money will no longer be needed. So the faster you become acquainted with the barter and trade system, that's when you will no longer need your currency. And as it is, there are many countries that are doing a barter and trade system. Of course, they are all overseas in Europe and areas of this nature. Understand, when the pandemic started in the European countries, many, what you call peoples, began doing barter and trade because it was more sensible to the exchange of goods for services. And so it sort of put a damper on what you call the financial industry over in Europe. So they started doing barter and trade. And that is working quite well for them. And they have seen that barter and trade is more friendly oriented, and it allows you to get out and be what you call more friends with each other. And you have services that you can render to those in need. And likewise, they have skills that they can impart upon you. So that is the way it is in Hollow Earth. We barter and trade services for skills and things of that nature. And so that's why money is not a necessity in Hollow Earth, because everything is done to a barter and trade system, and it works. And even European countries have found this to be true. So there are many countries in Europe who are going to the barter and trade system, and they are shying away from what you call monetary system. So they mm-hmm. are more and more people are recognizing that the barter and trade system works far better than your current, what you call, ways of trading, or ways mm-hmm. of skills for you know, material things.
Right.
So,
okay, thank you, Zora.
And that is as it should be. Whereas more and more this, there'd be less and less need for money because what are you buying? What are you buying? You're buying services that people know. You are buying things of this nature with money. But now you are doing the opposite. You are doing what is termed as doing services for services or skills. And that is far better and less troublesome.
Well, thank you for that, Zora. I think in Hollow Earth, that's what brings people together. It brings people to more of it's a more equal society. So there is not one better than the other, and everything is very egalitarian and more harmonious as well. And working together is beautiful, Zora. Thank you for that. Okay, so eventually that's where we're going to get to. That's probably going to take a number of years to get to, I think, Zora. So, all right, so with that being said, Zora, we have a few minutes for Q&A, unless there's another message that you would like to be able to share with us.
I am ready for the call, for the questions.
Okay, you're ready. Okay, very good, everyone. All right, so let's go ahead and get started, and we're going to go ahead and start at the top here, and we are going to go with 208 ending in 8394.
Jane, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Pawnee.
Of course.
Okay, great. It's Pawnee from Idaho. I just wanted to ask Zora if he knows anything about the Black Sun, if he could explain what this whole organization is, how it, the negative influence from the Black Sun is causing that negative element all around Earth. Go ahead.
The Black Sun?
Yeah,
it's called the Black Society. It is known as a secret society. And all secret societies come to an end, so shall the Black Sun secret society also come to an end. They thrive on fear, and as fear is beginning to diminish upon the face of the planet, their power wanes. So the Black Sun secret society will be also be going away.
Well, that sure is good news. Thank you so much. Love you.
Indeed.
Well, all of you. Take care.
Jay?
Hello? Jane,
hello?
Are you there?
Oh, hello. 3323, you're on the air.
All right. I didn't hear any of that. Okay. It's Gary.
Okay.
I'm in Springfield, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
That was very confusing. All I heard was...
You are where?
Hello.
Where are you from?
Springfield, Oregon.
All right.
I've talked to you before. I've had a massive stage 4 cancer. And I'm still having problems with my sight because I had large polyps of cancer removed from the left and right frontal lobe, and it really has interfered with my vision. And I'm having a hard time reading, and I'm also having a hard time with my far vision as well. I mean, it's a combination thing. And so I'm wondering what we can do to correct that.
Well, what you can do to correct that is to make contact with the God of your being. And that's what we're going to do right now. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, I'm going to say receive. When I get to, and when I say receive, then I want you, in like manner, to say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. And then from the God of my being. My vision is completely normal, and I know it. Now,
perfect.
Understand, when you say that, what you're doing, you're imparting permission for your body to heal itself. So that is exactly what you're doing, and that is exactly what we shall do. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the God of my
being. Repeat what you have said, that you, the issues that you said you had at one time. Go ahead and do that, and at the end of it, you say, and I'm healed of this, and I know it.
Okay, my difficulty in seeing long vision and short vision is now completely healed, and I know it.
Very good. Now just keep your hands over your eyes. Your eyes are shut. Or put one hand in front of your eyes, one hand behind your head, and just leave them there for like approximately 3 minutes. And then at the end of 3 minutes, you will open your eyes and you will notice a difference in your vision and a little bit of an increase. And then you just repeat the process as many times as you desire, and the God of your being will step forth and do the healing in your body. But you have to
perfect.
Understand, you want to make sure that you do what is termed as only rely upon the healing of it. And do not allow what would be termed as doubt to enter in to your proclaiming of the healing. What I mean by that is this. You have a way on the surface that's called the law of attraction. And what that means is whatever you state from thought becomes reality. So when you say, after you have been healed, if you say, oh, it didn't work, what are you doing? You are canceling out your healing. You don't want to do that. You simply say, I am healed and I know it, and leave it at that.
Okay.
Do not allow doubt to enter in to your healing process. Because when you do, by the law of attraction, whatever you have thought, it didn't work, then what you're doing is you're canceling out what we have just accomplished. And this you do not want to do. You simply say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I am healed and I know it. And that is it. And do not mention it anymore.
It worked perfectly.
It works perfectly. You're already feeling the tingling behind your eyes. And the tingling is the healing of your optical nerves and everything that has to do with your vision. And when you open your eyes, you're going to notice a 100% difference within your sight. And then you simply proclaim your healing again, and you say, I'm healed and I know it. And you don't have to mention the other anymore because you've already mentioned it. So you simply say, to fortify it, my eyes are completely healed and I know it. And you don't mention anything else. You don't reiterate what you were being healed for. You simply say, my eyes are healed and I know it. And that way you have enforced your healing of your eyes. And you're
okay.
no longer mentioning the issues in itemized issues anymore, because the moment you acknowledge them, you will have them again. You understand?
I totally understand. Thank you.
Indeed.
My hands
All
are
right.
heating up.
I know your hands are beginning to warm up very rapidly. I believe you have a minute left to go.
Okay.
I will tell you when the final minute is up.
Okay.
And you will remove your hands from your eyes. You will open your eyes. And you will tell me how you are seeing differently. Because the God within you is healing your eyes, has healed your eyes. You will no longer have any other issues that you had mentioned before because they are not in existence anymore. They are out of your knowingness. Now, take your hands off your eyes, open your eyes, and tell me how clear you are seeing now.
I see bright and clear, and my eyes are completely healed.
Indeed. It is done. That's how healing works.
Thank you very much, Zora.
Always in the knowingness of your healing. That's how it's done.
Thank you.
Indeed. You can go on to the next question.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay, our next caller now is 802, ending in 3941.
Hello.
Hello.
This is
Welcome.
Dennis from
you
Vermont.
Are? Hello, Dennis.
Dennis. Your 100 zeros is called one Google, by the way.
Thank you so much. I don't know what that means, but...
A one or a nine has got 100 zeros behind. That's what that is. Now, the reason I was calling is I'd like to know about our good friend Richard McGinn. What's going on?
Richard who?
McGinn.
Oh,
Richard
Junior.
McKinn.
All right, Sarah. McKinn.
Right.
Right.
You wish to know what is going on with him?
Yeah, where is he? How's he doing? I mean, he was supposed to be coming back shortly, and it's been quite a while now, and I happened
right
to run across his name on
right
the emails today, and
in,
I figured I'd ask.
He is taking in the beauty of Hollow Earth.
I thought he was
so
in the circus,
all...
Dora.
He decided to make another journey into, but this time into Hollow Earth.
I see. Because last time he was at Mount Shasta, I think, is what you had said.
Yes, in Telos. But then he had requested to see the beauty of Hollow Earth, so he was granted entrance.
Hmm.
So is he going to be coming back to the surface for the educational parts that we've talked about in the past? Or
of course. Absolutely. And his memory will be fully intact.
Is that going
well,
to
be a
towards
good thing.
Is that going to be towards disclosure, Zora?
Yes.
At disclosure time, because the frequency will be high enough for him to be able to work within the frequency of the Earth at that time.
I
understand. The moment that he entered the shuttle and gained entrance into Hollow Earth, his entire physical being shifted to sixth dimension.
Well, I can understand that, but not understand it all at the same time. How's that?
Indeed.
We get that, right.
Well, I mean, it's the truth. You can't, I mean,
right.
It's hard to perceive until you're there, I guess. So.
Well,
indeed.
You could, but for a lot of people, you can't. It's not until you've awakened.
I will tell you,
that.
In sixth
you can't know what it feels
in the
like.
Area, in what is termed the area of sixth dimension, once you reach there, understand you will have the capability to speak forth a destination, and you will be there instantly.
Indeed.
It's kind of weird. I see some things like that at times, but I've never attributed it to a situation of different dimensions, if you will, or different
Indeed.
Energy levels. Because
mm-hmm.
there's times I can be sitting in my living room, and at the other end of my road, I can see the vehicles that are there, and I'm not even facing that way. But that happens every once in a while, and I don't know why, but it does. Not just that place, but different things. And I've
of
always
course.
Questioned
it is because
why
you
that
are,
is.
You are shifting in and out of fifth dimension.
Right. How does that feel for you when you're there at that state? When that happens to you, what do you
feel?
Well,
I mean, I can sit there and I can see clearly what's over there without even looking there.
Right. Okay.
I keep seeing, is this going to happen or is this going to be what? I mean, I can even mm-hmm. see people walking around their vehicles at that point.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get very clear and other times, no. And it's weird because some of these visions are in full color and some of them are, I call them visions, but anyway, are kind of, you know, the black and white gray thing. I don't understand why the two different ones. I would think it would be always like in color, if you will, or always black and white.
Once your way has been made clear from the fifth dimension, from the third to the fifth dimension, then once that becomes clear, it will be all in color. And so look forward to that. As it is now, you are shifting back and forth because you have not fully accepted the fifth dimensional existence.
The reality.
Once you
right.
do that, it will become all color.
Well, I've got a question in that realm. Why is it that, or is it maybe just me, but I was talking to my sister yesterday, and she said she has the same situation. Like about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, our bodies get completely cold to where you're freezing and everything. And this is almost daily now, and I never have that. I've always been very, very warm no matter what I do, and I don't understand what's going on.
You're moving closer to the time for your ascension. So as you do that, your body temperatures are going to fluctuate. And so that is part of it. There is a sign to you letting you know that you are getting closer to walking to the threshold of fifth dimension. Once you have entered the fifth dimension, all of that will vanish. And you will be in a state of bliss, in a state of warmth, to that of the constant temperature of between of 70 in the low 70s. So that is what you're looking forward to. But as you move closer to your ascension time, then you, of course your body temperatures will fluctuate.
Yeah, and it's kind of strange. It's always about the same time of day.
Yes, because that's when you have opened the door for a glimpse into fifth dimension.
Huh. It's strange because my sister stopped in yesterday and she started talking that she gets cold, and I said, "When do you do that?" She told me, and it's about the same time as I, and it doesn't matter how much you're dressed, how warm it is around you, you're freezing, and I've never had that in my life.
Right. It all has to do with shifting dimensions.
Huh.
Yeah, everybody,
there's an awful lot.
Yeah. It,
there's an awful lot I don't understand,
for,
I guess.
Yeah, it's different for people.
For each person, it's always a different experience.
It's different. Exactly.
It is, yes.
Okay, very good. Good okay. question. Thank you very
thank
much
you.
For being on our call. Okay.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
Okay. We love you. Thank you. All right. 845 ending in 4478.
Oh, that's me. Thank you, Jane.
Yes.
Thank you, Zora.
Welcome.
Thank you, Zareya. I
and
couldn't get in
are?
When I down. Yeah, I'm Bob
and you
Newberg.
Are?
Bob and Newberg.
Bob?
Yeah, I spoke
oh,
with you
Bob
before.
Bob and Newberg. Okay.
Yes.
And where are you from?
Where?
What part of the world are you in?
I'm in, I don't know what is the left side or right side. I know I'm west of the Atlantic Ocean in that landmass in the state of New York.
All right.
Okay, very good.
You guys didn't write New York off yet, did you?
Of course not. Why wouldn't you write it off?
He's kidding, Zora. All right, Bob, what's your question for Zora today?
Okay. Question is, I couldn't get through when I dialed the first time. Second time, I got through, so I pressed 1, and Michael was talking with the currency 4X, and I got the first 3 digits and the last 4 digits of his telephone number.
Okay.
So I need,
I've got it for you. Sure.
I need
again.
The 3 middle digits.
Okay. So let me give you the number for everyone. It's 954-330-3077.
You need to text 3 before.
So you put in text free, F-R-E-E, and then comma your name. And then you will call that number. Text the number. Text your the word free and your name. Text it to 954-330-3077. Okay?
Okay.
Do not attempt to call him because his mailbox is always full.
Right.
Oh.
So you will text him.
Absolutely. Right. And then he will call you.
Okay. Now, I have a question because Zora brought it up, actually, or Jane did, either one.
About what?
About when money won't even be used. Now, are you talking 500 years or 1,000 years from now?
No. Only a few years.
A few years. Okay, so getting into this Forex thing is no
yes.
problem now then. It's no problem.
No, no problem at all.
Oh, okay. All right. Cause
very good.
Thank you. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Zora.
Okay. All right.
So you want
you
wish to be involved in Daisy?
What is Daisy? I've heard of Daisy Mae and Daisy Lou.
Daisy is a technology that is being used to go in, trade into the Forex trading system.
Well, how
the
much is it going to cost me?
Understand, you can go in with a little over $100. $100 is the base, and then you have some fees you have to deal with. So that would be a little over $100. And to compensate for the fees. But then you can level up from there and go up higher. And as you go up higher, then people that are coming under you, you will be paid by their, paid from their coming in. So, and then that will allow you to level up even higher. So
okay, what's that
once
phone
you
number?
Talk with, and you already have the number to text to, little F, capital R, capital E, free, and then you can, then you go in and you, and Jane will give you that, well, you already have the number, she gave it to you already. So give it out again, Jane, and to everyone, so in case they did not get it. And so go ahead. Take yourself off mute.
Jane.
Okay, to get a hold of Michael, everybody, text him, all right? You will text, this is the number you go to. So you go to your text where you text on your phone, and you put in the number 954-330-3077. And then below, where you put in a message for texting, you put in the word free, capital F, capital R, capital E, comma, your name. And then send it out. And then he'll get that information. He's probably going to have a lot of people call or text him. No calling. Text him. But he will get back to you. All right, so please be patient. It may not be today. It could be tomorrow or the next day. All right?
Is that capital letters for your name? Capital letters too? Like free?
No.
Capital?
No, you don't. Yeah, just free is your capital. Just put in your name like you normally would.
Okay. So
all
this
right,
thing
very
is
good.
For real, right? It's for real, right?
It is. It's happening already.
Sounds like
it. Yes.
Sounds like it's easy money.
Well, I think you better talk to Michael about that. It's you know, and he'll help you through the process. And then, of course, we have Mel. We have Jeray also that can help in that endeavor. But in the first time, everybody just text him, free, your name, and you text it to the number 954-330-3077. Do not call
Thank
him.
You,
just text him. Thank you, everyone.
I have a question for
okay.
Zora. I have a question for okay. Zora, though. Zora, this is an important question. When I first heard about you all, I heard it from Zareya. Didn't use Zareya at the time. He was using Billy. And he was in talking about how he went to Area 51 and used the tunnel system and things like that. Now, where I'm confused is your usage of Zareya, and Zareya is a female. Now, I thought Billy was a male. So I hear Jane always saying, you know, referring to the feminine side, I guess, because she used the word she. So I thought Zareya was a he. Can you explain that, please?
Hey, Zora? You
understand
have to
what?
Zora? There we go.
Understand
Thank you, Zora.
What Zareya happens to be what is termed as hermaphrodite. You're born both male and female in the same body. Understand when not too long ago on the surface, the desire to become full female was given to Zareya. And the court Zareya decided on the surface to go through an operation that made her to be full female. And that is what she did. So now she is what is termed as full female. And but also understand, in Hollow Earth, that is commonplace. Commonplace
wow.
for people to be male and female in one body. And but on the surface, it would not be an accepted way of being, very misunderstood.
So when
that is why when she underwent the operation to become full female, that altered her appearance from being full male to a full female gender. So that is why they are, she is being spoken of as she, because she is a she. And, well, she's always been a she, but she also had the added addition of the male portion, and that has been removed. So now she can be, what you termed, addressed as female. And so that should answer your question.
Yes, so Billy then was a colonel as a hermaphrodite.
Indeed.
But she has changed to a full female.
Indeed.
Yes, I understand that. That I understand now why I hear Jane saying she. Yes.
And the reason that Zaria still speaks in a what you call a masculine tone is for my benefit. And that is because if I was to speak to a female voice, people would not be as accepting as they are now. So at a later time, her voice box will change to a more feminine tone, and which will be coming forth in the coming months. So
I see.
Understand that she is doing it for my benefit, so I can speak in a masculine tone more so than a feminine tone, which is more accepting to the peoples.
Thank you very much for that explanation. Thank you very much, Jane. Thank you, Zora. Bye now.
Farewell, and have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day.
Now, Zora, can we just ask you?
You can do whatever you desire.
Well, are you hermaphrodite, or did you choose and are only male in Hollow Earth?
Oh, well, that is an interesting question. I am both.
Oh, you are both?
Indeed.
Okay, well, there you go, everybody. And all of your sons and daughters are also both, or have they elected just to be one or the other?
They elect to be whatever they desire.
Male or female, right? So they're all or both, correct?
Yes. Well, they can be male one day and appear female another. Depends on just whatever they choose to be that particular day.
So you could change into whatever you want to be there, right?
Indeed.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's probably, we could talk about that for another hour, but we don't have that time, Zora, so I better get on with the show here. Let me, because we need to end this call here very, very shortly. So the next caller we have is... 347 ending in 0563. I know that you had spoken with Michael, but do you have a question for Zora? Hello? Oh. Okay. All right. We'll go on to the next.
I think that answered your question.
I guess so. All right. 352 ending in 3803. Hello? Do you have a question for Zora? 3803? Okay. Next one is going to be 817, ending in 1564. 1564,
yeah,
you're on the air.
It's Fernando in Texas. Hi.
Okay, Fernando.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, my question is... why was the original language scrambled or confused at the Tower of Babel or whenever?
Understand that the universal language at that time was telepathic. So when the the building of the Tower of Babel, as it is so termed, was underway, and of course the Jehovah God looked down upon it and said, "We know they cannot reach us, so therefore we need to confound their languages." So they took away the ability of what is termed of telepathy. No, did not take it away, simply for a time removed it. But and then they had to speak with their mouths, and that was very confusing to them. So they created their own different languages. So that was the realization of what took place at that time. So the universal language is telepathy, and which it has always been. So when that ability was taken from them for, you know, temporarily, then they had to resolve that by actually speaking out with their tongues and things of this nature. So that's what brought that about. But before that, all the languages were all one, meaning they were all telepathic. So once you remove the ability of telepathy from them, then they have but one choice, to speak out from their mouths.
I thought we spoke the language of light also. I don't know.
Well, the language of light is still telepathy.
Okay. I noticed my...
Understand?
My abilities for telepathy has come online for me.
Of course.
I've noticed lately.
Indeed. And it's a wondrous thing, isn't it?
And also speak light language. Also speak light language.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No, that was his.
No, that was yours.
Do we have another
call
on the same line?
Well, hey, Zora?
Oh, Jane forgot to cut me off. That's what she did.
Okay, I'm going to. All right. It looks like you, sorry. Okay, there you go. All right, thank you, Fernando. All right. Okay. I think, hold on 1 second. There we go. All right. So now our next caller, this may be our last caller here. Let me see. 845 ending in 4478. I don't know if that was the one I just muted. Sorry about this, everybody.
That was
hello?
Me.
Oh,
that was
okay.
Me.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. All right. Then 802 ending in 3941. Do you have a question for Zora? 3941, do you have a question for Zora? Okay. And then I think we are done for today, Zora.
Are we?
I think, hold on a second. Let me just try. I think I tried this one already. 503, ending in 3323. Hello? Hello? 3323. Do you have a question for Zora?
Yeah, this is Gary. You talked to me already.
Oh, yeah, we did. Okay, then we're all set, Zora. Okay, we're done. All right, everybody. This is, we are at the end of our call for today, and we want to thank everyone for being here. Zora, let's go
ahead
and
give
a
out.
Big...
I will say one more thing before everyone talks. Understand that Zareya and Quasar are doing this... understood information giving forth and the calls and things of this nature But also understand that they are still dealing with what you call three-dimensional issues, which is also understood. So if you feel like doing what is termed as to send them a love gift, please do so. You can send it to what is termed as T-E-L-O-S, girl, G-I-R-L, at yahoo.com. That is the PayPal, which you call ID, email that you send your blessings to, if you desire to do so, a love gift. Anyway.
I will tell, hey, Zora, thank you for that.
Yes?
Well, I think I just need to let people know also that whenever we can as well, we are helping people. So whether it's 5 or 10 to help, you're going to be able to, together with us, we'll be able to help others. So we just kind of do that in secret. But if you can help out a little bit, you know, that would be nice. Well, we appreciate it, and we are grateful. Everyone, we'll have a nice big boost of love coming from Zoraya, Zora, and myself, and Soraya. And we have to end our call now, and we want to say thank you once again for always being here together, together as one. We are one.
Would you like to bring my beloved for a few moments?
Not today, Zora. I'm sorry. I have this body that I have right now has a million things she has to do today. But I think with you and Zoraya, it's been a fabulous call. Mark and Michael have contributed much as well to many of the blessings that people are now receiving. And right now, you know, it's just best for everyone just to really kind of hold the light, hold the space for one another, be there for each other. And,
go ahead,
you know,
right.
If I can't, if I can't, just hold on a second, Zora. So, and also, I know there are a lot of you that have been asking lots of questions about the edits and things like that. I'm still working on it. What I would like to say for those of you that have trust that you want to be able to make any changes to and not have to even wait for me, all you have to do is, just like as you download this information, our teacher said you can go ahead and make the necessary changes on your own. You can make the necessary changes because it's all in Word. So for all of you that know Word, and you can go ahead and make the changes you feel necessary, and then go ahead and reprint it, and then you'll be ready. If you're still having some problems, do please give me a call. Let's see if I can help you get that rectified in the next 3 or 4 days. We still have like another week coming, and so let's get it really completely prepared. Everyone be prepared for whatever. And if you don't have a trust, please do not worry. That's the least thing that you should have on your mind. Only thing you need to do is make sure that you dress well, as neatly and cleanly as possible. Go forth understanding, you know, what you want in terms of how you want to be able to help the world, your community. Write those down, little paragraphs, a little bit about yourself, a little bit about what your vision is, and do as Zora has already said. Start at least, don't want to talk to anybody, at least begin to list. Because, you know, we're talking about, this is the world. You know, wherever you are, get information from your particular area or time where there are trusts. I mean, wealth managers, whether it's the banks or whether it's family offices or whatever it is. Begin to do your due diligence. It's not about somebody doing it for you. It's about you taking the lead here, because we are the leaders. We know what we want to change in our world. This is the time to take initiative, to take the power. This is all about your creativity. It's about creating. We're recreating every single of our day. Make that the best moment every second of your day in which to be able to create something new. So with that being said, that is
one
and
more
please
thing
be
for you to tell.
With me and with Zaria. Okay, your turn, Zora.
All right. Also, I'm going to have Jane to repeat one more time the contact information for Michael. Okay, so
Zora,
some
I just
didn't
did
get
that.
It. Do it
I've
one more time.
I've done that 5 times. All right, okay. So to communicate with Michael Andrews, he's our leader. He's the teacher for Daisy, along with Mark. But Michael is the key person. So all you have to do is, again, text him. Text him on this number. Text the number to reach him at, no calls, only a text, 954-330-3077. Text him, and the word is free, F-R-E-E in capitals. And then put in your name, Jane Doe, John Doe, whatever the name is, and then that's all you do, free and your name, and then text that to him. No messages. And then
indeed.
It will answer you within the next
if
couple of days.
People are wondering
days,
why.
Okay?
People are wondering why I use the word free. When you use the word free, that denotes that all the people calling or texting in are from this call. That is the term is being used. That way, he knows that everyone that uses the word free was on the call. And that
right.
will benefit Zaria and Quasar, too. All right, good.
Well, it will benefit everybody. It's all about helping each other. So everybody
indeed.
That's in this particular group, you're helping each other out. And all of the people
indeed.
That get into that spot, all of you will get all kinds of people underneath you. That's what Michael wants to do. He wants to get as many people to come in now because more and more and more people will be coming in under you, wherever you are, but at least be under this particular tree with everyone that is here. So that's how you can help others, each other as well. All right, okay. All right, Zora, you take over now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are filled with tremendous love, tremendous light and prosperity for each other, for the world. And we are ever so grateful every second of our day for our existence in this now.
And we know it.
So be it. And we know it. Much love to everyone.
Indeed.
And we'll talk soon. Talk real soon, probably in the next 3 or 4 days. Love you all. Bye-bye.